Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a brand new day, and today is the 29th day in the month of July 2025. It's a beautiful Tuesday, and we are here. We are back to the Master's table to receive, to feed from the Word. His Word is abundant. His Word is life, and we are here to receive more and more of it today. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We started a series, not a series per se, but we started a flow of topic from 3 days back. We have seen your past, we've seen your present, and now we are looking at your future. Today's topic is your future. Our aim for today is taken from Hymn 5, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah 50-52. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs 4, verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, which says, "But the part of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." Our Bible reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 from verse 16 to 17. 2 Corinthians 5 from verse 16 to 17. From verse 16 it reads, "So from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." Our manual today reads, "Over the past 2 days, I discussed the relationship between our past and present. Today, I will conclude the series by discussing about our future and how your future will impact it. As a believer, your future is secure because only God controls the past, the present, and the future. He is Alpha and Omega. This is why Colossians chapter 1 verse 27 says, "Christ in you, the hope of glory." Furthermore, Isaiah 3 verse 10 says, "Say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him." These are promises from God, assuring you that your future will be all right. Your future can be categorized into two: your future on earth and your future in eternity. If you are a genuine Christian, you shouldn't worry about tomorrow because God has promised to take care of you here on earth. In John 14 verse 13, Jesus said that if you ask anything in my name, that's in his name, it will be given to you. It said in Matthew chapter 7 from verse 9 to 11 that even in our weakest state, we humans would never give our children stones when they ask for bread. So how would we not expect him to give us everything that we ask of him? As long as you are his child, God has promised that you will lack no good thing here on earth. God has also promised to take care of you when you leave the earth. In John chapter 14 from verse 1 to 3, Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." As a child of God, when you leave this world, a mansion in the city made of pure gold is waiting for you in heaven, like we see in Revelation 21 verse 18. Beloved, if you haven't given your life to Christ, you are in the kingdom of darkness and you are courting double jeopardy. On earth, Satan will have the right to make a mess of you because you belong to his kingdom, and in eternity, you will be in a lake of fire far away from God, who is the source of all peace, joy, and light. If you haven't given your life to Jesus, turn to him right now, because outside him, your future will be terrible, like we see in Isaiah 3 verse 11. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, if you are in Christ and you remain in him, your future is blessed. If you are in Christ and you remain in him, your future is blessed. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you, well, before I round up, I will not forget to remind you all that if you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, here is another opportunity to surrender your life to Christ, to give him your totality. So if you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, here is another opportunity. I want you to bow your heads and say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I've come before you today because I have heard that you are the way, the truth, and life. I want to live by your truth, and I want to have life in abundance here on earth and in eternity. Please cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. Forgive me of my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Make my heart your habitation. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If this segment of our show has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestpalashradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.priestpalashradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and see we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye bye.